702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
828, let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bella.
Your first story is all the reason I needed to keep my feet firmly on the ground.
You know, I often will see these guys doing this paragliding and whatnot over the weekend when I'm playing golf. And I look up and I think, oh, it must be so much fun. It must be exciting to be up there and flying around. And, you know, it's basically a little parachute and then you got a motor strapped to your back and then that pushes you around. And this guy, he's an American YouTuber. He was out doing a flight and he was recording himself and he had reached a sort of a milestone speed that he was traveling at. Now, all of a sudden, his parachute gave in, and according to the experts, this parachute can only handle a specific amount of speed. So, obviously going faster than what this parachute can handle, it just gave in, and he then goes crashing to the ground. He fell 85 feet, and it lands on this hard, sandy ground. Luckily survives, but now he is in pain and he is screaming. And then he's got his phone in his hand, which was quite remarkable. I mean, while he was spinning and tumbling and crashing to the ground, he still held onto his phone. And then you see him say, he says, Siri, call 911. And then Siri dials 911. And then we take the audio of his chat with the 911 operator, Bongles.
Hey Siri, call 911.
911 emergency.
Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
Okay, where are you at? So, do you know where you're at?
I'm in Enchanted Hills. I'm in the desert.
Okay. Are you gonna be in? Are you in Texas?
Yes. I'm by Abundant Living in the desert, just to the east.
Okay. What was it that you crashed?
A paramotor. Please.
Yeah, you reached Las Cruces. Let me get you transferred real quick. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, please.
Do not hang up.
Yeah,
so you can hear, yeah, lots of pain. And he ended up fracturing his neck, his back, his pelvis. He shattered his right arm. He had to go under multiple surgeries. So hectic accident. And I don't know if he'll get back up into the sky because, I mean, if he has another crash with all those injuries, I think it could be overs. But, I wanted to ask people, their experience. So if he didn't have his phone on him and he dropped that phone by, you know, when he was falling, how on earth would anybody have found him? He's in the desert, right? And he managed to make that call himself. So have you been in a situation where you got injured and, you know, maybe it was just yourself around there and you were the one who had to call the emergency service to come and give you assistance?
It's a phone call I think none of us would ever want to make. I mean, I've always thought things like paragliding or skydiving are tricky, and this has convinced me to never. I saw it's a shame. Paraglider falling 85 feet to the ground, and it was moving at 80 kilometers an hour. That's the speed that he smacked the ground with. Not ideal. Tell me about kids and cartoons, Kabazela.
Oh, this one made me laugh. So it's a little boy and he's walking with his mom and I think his dad somewhere in a rural area and they happen to pass by a cow. So they want to take the little boy to see the cow. Yes, and this oak performs and he carries on and he's so, so scared of the cow. And then eventually the mother and I think it's the father, they pick him up and they walk away from the cow. And the little boy's words will shock you. Just take a listen, Boggles.
That's what killed me.
I wasn't expecting that. Shoo, that was close.
Oh, gosh. I mean, they see this, and it's not even a cow, it's a calf. It looks really, really small.
Yeah.
And the kid is petrified out of his skull. And the mother says, no, but the, you know, it's calling you. It's saying hi to you. And wants nothing to do with it.
No,
and then, of course, the, shoo, that was close.
Oh, Shay, very, very cute. People were saying, ah, that's a Cocomelon kid, Cocomelon kid. So he's obviously watches cartoons, not much time outside in the real world. And maybe that's why he was scared of a cough. But, yeah, have your kids got their favorite sayings or these phrases that they use and they only pick it up from the shows that they watch? And then you're kind of like taken aback at first and then you realize, ah, okay, it's Cocomelon or it's, you know, whatever kids watch these days, I have no clue. But what do they say that makes you just think, ah, you know, that's a cartoon, basically where they learned it from?
All right, Kabazela with What's Gone.